Welcome to this edition of City Watch. This is your new host, Greg Obrin, council at large, and relatively all-around guy in the city for different stuff. And one of the different stuff we're doing is probably this time of year, our engineering department really is just sitting at their desks and pushing a pencil on paper and trying to figure out, make sure they have everything planned for the summer and for the construction season that will hopefully start in March. We have three big projects that we're going to talk about on three different shows today. The first one is going to be the Erickson Center pickleball court reconstruction, and I don't know, what are we going to call it, Kyle? Here's Kyle Gassman, our engineer. What's your technical title?
Engineer technician.
All right. So tell us about the pickleball court, and what are we calling it, an upgrade or a modification?
Yeah, so the pickleball courts are, I guess right now, is the existing tennis courts at the Erickson Center, and we will be replacing all of the old tennis court and making it a multi-use court. So it'll feature four pickleball courts, one tennis court, and one basketball court.
The existing, I call them macadam or blacktop that's down there, or is it concrete that's down there now?
I believe it's just asphalt. But okay. We would strip that down to the sub base and try to salvage any of the, I guess, earthwork underneath, and then be replacing with 4 inches of new asphalt on top.
Explain to our listeners what sub base really means.
So sub base is just essentially compacted stone underneath your pavement surface.
And then we're going to have new fence work all around also?
Yep. All new fence work. It'll be the nice black vinyl coated fencing like you see down at the pickleball courts down the riverfront.
Are there going to be wind screens on it too?
Or eventually, I think there will be wind screens, but at the moment, no.
And then what about the lighting?
Lighting will be another issue that we will address later, but as of now, we're just focused on getting those courts up and running and then slowly adding those features.
You know, we replaced the lights now probably, well, during my time there, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago.
And
they are still way usable in my mind, you know, because it's not high pressure sodium. It's not LED. What's the other one? Mercury vapor. I think that's the mercury vapor lights, aren't they?
And so that I'm not sure of.
Yeah. But they're not going away with this project.
No, they'll say it would be more upgrading the lights. That way it'll be more accessible to the users, similar to down at Riverfront where they can press a button and they'll stay on
for so long. I think it's like for an hour, what it used to be anyway. How did the decision come to go with three different sports, essentially?
So I think that was pushed by Josh Eggers, our Parks and Rec director, just offers some versatility for people wanting to use all sorts of sports for that area rather than just strictly tennis.
I'll bet you, knowing Josh, how I do, I'll bet you some of that information is coming right off of the community survey that he alludes to a lot in the decisions that are being made, you know, for recreation facilities, different facilities that are happening. And so, you know, having, I certainly like the tennis court idea, keeping that. It's a tough court to play on when it's windy out there with tennis or pickleball. So I would imagine that going forward, there's going to be some, you know, community action to say, hey, let's put up some windscreens. So that might be if things come down where we're saving some money. And windscreens aren't going to be that expensive, I would imagine. You know, it's only four courts, you know, and potentially we could, you know, find some leftover money in a capital improvement project during the course of the year that maybe we can put some windscreens up there too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, with all my time up there, that was one of the number one reasons why people did not like to play tennis up there is because it was too windy most of the time.
If memory serves me right, that's kind of how the last pickleball project went. The windscreens weren't involved in the beginning of the project when it was finished. Shortly after the project was completed and people started playing down there, the windscreens were installed.
And jumping in right now is Zane Pennock. And what's your technical title?
I'm the assistant city engineer.
Assistant city engineer. Okay, I don't know all these technical titles.
They're all made up anyways.
It's the engineering guys. You know, so like it's one of those things that I think is going to come up because I do remember all that pickleball stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When we started doing that way back during my time, that it was when was, you know, the wiffle balls, and I know it's a pickleball, but it's essentially a wiffle ball, that it definitely is affected by the wind out there. All right, well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in on this edition of City Watch, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Greg.